Yo, welcome to season 4, episode 5 of the Get Your Nerd On podcast with me, the awesome P90 the rapper, the usual, the only person who's always ever here that you have to listen to every time this podcast comes out. And I really don't have much news to talk about today, but I found something to talk about. So it's going to be probably a short episode, but it's going to be something because I promised y'all going to get this shit every week. So let's get to the catch up and then we'll go from there. All right, so like I have seen the new episode of Servant, and Leanne is really hoeing this family, bro. Like they doing everything that they have to please her, to make sure that they don't lose this new baby that is not really their baby. It's like some divine power used to bring the baby back. All right, so if you guys haven't watched Servant, there's this mother who lost her child because she forgot that her child was in the car. And I believe her child basically died from being left in the car in the summer and shit like that. And like she had a wild ass breakdown, and then they bought her a fake baby to help her through it. And to her, it was her real baby. And then they hired a babysitter, and the babysitter they hired ended up bringing or turning the baby into a real baby. It was like some wild shit. And then you find out she was a part of some religious cult, and now like she basically was defying the cult in a way, and now she's over here being a nanny for these people. And like it's just fucking nuts. But anyway, she would not let them have peace outside of the home, and it is crazy. Like, I wonder how far she is willing to go to stay with this family and that baby, or when she's going to draw the line and just take the fucking baby from them. Because, like, they can't go outside. She don't want to make new friends. Motherfucking, they had guests over, and this goddamn bitch fucking, one, she went off on one person, and then she went off on the organizer, and then she fucking somehow managed to drop a hornet's nest in their chimney and scared every single person in the room, and like basically fucked up the entire day for Dorothy, the mother of Jericho, who is possessingly alive, not truly alive. Show's really fucking good. It's on Apple TV Plus if you have it, and I'm really enjoying it. It's one of the, if you really like needing more answers, that's the fucking shit to go with. Because you're always going to need a fucking answer with that show. Like, it's just really, really good to watch. Like, really, really good. I rewatched Ghost in the Shell, Solid State Society. And I think next episode, I'm going to do a Ghost in the Shell focused episode. Or I'll do it soon after that. It depends when I finish. I'm going to rewatch all the Ghost in the Shells. But I'm also pretty busy with other stuff. And also got to start getting back on comics. And like I read one day, I just read a slew of comics. And then I haven't read comics since then. But maybe we'll rotate the comics to like every 2 weeks. And then I'll focus on that. I'll do mass readings. And then we'll come to the podcast. And then the week while we wait for that, I'll do something different. Like, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about an anime, or we'll talk about a volume or some shit. Because, you know, needs to be more conversation on here, not just news. This podcast was also for conversation. I just don't have a partner to converse with. I use both of those words. I don't care if either one are in the dictionary or not. What else did I do? I finally beat the Cyber Showdown joint on Halo. The challenges were, I like the way they did it this time. Basically all you have to do is finish your little battle pass and then you already win, and then boom, good shit. It was pretty good, wasn't that bad. I also, oh my gosh, I caught up on Ghost in the Shell, the Human Algorithm, and that shit got super intense at some point. Like, the fuck happened, bro? if I can go through those mangas again and come up with a little summary, or maybe once it's all the way over, I'll do like a little whole episode based on a summary, but like a restricted summary. But Ghost in the Shell Human Algorithm got good effort. I had my thoughts about it, but now I'm starting to see where it's pushing into the new Ghost in the Ghost in the Shell manga. I think it was 2. It was 1.5 and then 2, cuz this is 1.75 basically. And boy, I'm loving this shit. This shit is dope. This shit is great. Really, really fun read. And Tsunaki is like a really dope new character. Genuinely love her. I think that is all that I really did. I only played my Oculus once for Beat Sabers. I'm going to get super hot on it next paycheck because super hot is so fucking cool. I haven't gone to the comic shop yet. I wanted to, but I didn't get a chance to. I'm getting No Man's Land prequel when I get the chance. And that's really it. I told you I finished Gotham Central a while back. I got a new pack of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yeah. I got the Egyptian God cards. I got a shit ton of magicians, like Dark and Dark Magician Girl. And I have like a Yami Yugi card. It's just a token card, but it's Yugi, and it's really cool. I got another pack coming in today. It's another Egyptian God card. Because the ones that I first got were the limited edition ones. Now I have Cypher the Sky Dragon as a playable card. And then I think the next one I'm getting is Obelisk as a playable card. And then the Wind Dragon of Ra is really hard to find as a playable card. Like, there's no first editions easily accessible. And not the original art either. There's another one, but it's not the original art. It's like one where he's like a snake dragon, and like it's a further out perspective of him, and it's face front. Oh, hey, look at that. As I'm talking about this, my Yu-Gi-Oh cards are 10 stops away, so I might get it before work. Yeah, okay. So that is all for the catch-up, and we can go into the game news. Which is some shit like this. I said 5, but this is actually episode 4. Crack, I tell you. Anyway, Sony is said to be buying Bungie, and if I'm being honest, that's the most surprising fuck you to Xbox I have ever seen in my life. But at the other side of this, they're not really buying and keeping. Supposedly, they made like a fully public statement that says we are buying Bungie, but their games, they remain completely independent. If they want to publish their games on all platforms, they can go ahead and do that. They will continue to support Destiny and make DLC for it, and it will stay on all platforms, and they keep creative control. Like, it's more like Destiny bakes a pie. Sony gets to eat some of the pie, but they can never claim the pie, or they won't claim the pie, and they won't eat all of the pie, which is a very interesting deal. But it was a $3.6 billion purchase compared to recent purchases. That's not that much money compared to recent purchases. So I mean, maybe that's all they really want. Maybe they just want to make sure they have this company in the pocket, but they'll let the company do whatever they do because they'll get money from it at the end of the day, which is a quite interesting strategy. But then again, when you're supposedly the leading console all the time, you don't have anything to worry about. So it's like they could do this if they really want to. I don't really have an issue with this, maybe because I don't play Destiny anyway, but all it's going to do is keep Destiny on the same track that it always has been, which is, hey, Microsoft, we don't hate you because our name is Bungie, even though we don't have the same talents that made, you know, this relationship, But you guys can will be on Game Pass every now and then. But Sony's always going to get the best deals all the time and every time. But I also think that this is more like Sony bought them to say, hey, yo, when our streaming thing comes out, guys, it's on here. You know, it's our game, so we're going to put it here. If you think about it like that, that also makes a lot of sense. Because just think about it. Everyone's going to eventually be making some sort of streaming platform, some sort of Game Pass. Everyone wants to copy the Game Pass. So if everyone wants to copy the Game Pass, then Sony doesn't necessarily have to make Bungie make them games. They just have to at least get the first dibs to every Bungie game. So who knows? Maybe they'll do time exclusives, but it'll always come out on the next system. But it's always going to be on their version of Game Pass. So if Bungie does make a new IP, boom. But people are also saying that this is going to be Sony's Halo killer. And I don't see that happening. I really don't. Because again, it's not the same people. Like, all these people did not make the people that are still there did not make Halo. Like, some of them might be, but not the key people and all the people. We've seen them. We've seen their names in articles get shuffled around. The studio has gone through so much shuffling. So, I mean, they could probably make a fantastic shooter, but it's not going to be Halo killer. That was also a long time ago. They didn't have that magic then. They stopped with a really great game and storytelling and gameplay, but I just don't see that being the thing that they got. I don't see it that way how other people see it, at least. There are rumors of the Cyberpunk next-gen upgrade swirling, and we might be looking at a Q1 or beginning of Q2 this year date for the upgrade. Of course, the rumors don't have anything flat, nothing concrete. It's just rumors. But yeah, that's really that. Let's see. Apparently, retailers across the globe are warning customers that that Xbox has purchased Activision, so they should choose their systems carefully, hinting that the eventual removal of Call of Duty mainline games from the PlayStation system. I feel like they shouldn't do that. It's not, to me, I feel like it's not their job to do that. They don't have to, like, they just don't have to do that. They could just sell the fucking systems. The only place that might have to do that, or might feel like they should do that, is GameStop, because they're a more intimate place. Most of those freaking places don't even care about the games. Like, I walk into Walmart, no one knows what the fuck they're talking about. I walk into Best Buy, they barely know what the fuck they're talking about. They just sell the shit. So at that point, why do you care about warning the customers? If anything, they're going to buy a PlayStation, come back, and then just buy an Xbox when the time comes. But they have 3 more years before that happens. So who cares? I'm just surprised that people actually fucking, that someone did that. Like, that's really strange. A YouTube channel that uploads video game soundtracks has apparently been slapped upside the head with 1,300 copyright blocks. Which is crazy, insane, and they should probably just put songs up there professionally or make accessing OSTs easier so people wouldn't be inclined to upload such things. Like, if I want to listen to the Final Fantasy track, that should be up there under the Final Fantasy channel. You can get paid off YouTube streams, but it don't be most of the time for certain games. I don't know Final Fantasy, I just use that example because I recently purchased Final Fantasy 13 soundtrack and I love it. That soundtrack's beautiful. But yeah, then no one would have to steal your stuff and put it on YouTube as much. At least I think they wouldn't. Destiny 2 fans can look forward to the return of the duty-bound auto rifle and the Silicon Neuroma sniper rifle with the drop of the Witch Queen expansion. never used those guns. I have not. Oh my god, there's an ad on Xbox systems that says I ship us, which is for Sea of Thieves, and I think that's the funniest fucking advertisement I've ever seen. Yeah. I've never used those weapons, but apparently people like them because someone on Twitter said, is that? Oh my god. So yeah, I would assume that people really, really like that shit. And then what else we got? We got, according to WB, their games are not suffering from delays right now, such as Hogwarts and Suicide Squad, so you can expect them to come on the proper time. We don't know what time that is, but you can expect them to come whenever the window was announced, as of now. The new Blizzard game is going to be a survival game, not based on any other already made IPs. I wonder if it's going to be a third-person survival or if it's going to be like a first-person-y survival. I mean, I'm going to play it regardless because I just like playing video games. But, I'm excited to see what this ends up being. Yeah, pretty much. That's really it. I'm just excited to see what this ends up being. I don't fucking follow Blizzard that much. Also, they don't really, but it's just Diablo. That's the only thing I really follow from them. So we'll see how this game develops over time, and then we'll fuck with it on the podcast. We'll talk about it. I mean, again, every time I buy a new game, all I do is talk to you guys about it. So when it comes out, you'll definitely get your first hand impression shit. All right, give me a second to make sure I'm not missing nothing, and then we can move on to whatever the fuck else we got to deal with for the day. Also, slightly breaking news, Compulsion Games will finally be announcing their first, we are so glad to announce that our first, very first game, Contrast, will be coming to Xbox Game Pass on February 3rd. So, it's going to be a game, the description reads, explore dreamlike vaudevillian, dog, I don't know how to say that word, I'm not gonna lie on my fucking, probably even did it right, but I don't know, world of the 1920s in which you can shift freely in and out of shadows. That's a cool picture. Tasked with helping a young girl named Dee Dee, you will unravel the mysteries behind her troubled family and the dark secrets that must be exposed to reshape her future. Sounds like a pretty fun game. I'm here for it. I mean, it's going to be on Game Pass, so why wouldn't I be here for it? All right. Halo drops March 24th. The trailer is stunning, beautiful beautifully shot with some really impressive cameras and edited with some outstanding technology, I would assume. The thing looks really beautiful. We will see a Spartan team like in the books, which is wonderful. I'm not a fan of the voice acting of the voice of Chief. It's not bad. It's just, I would have thought they would have tried to get someone who could get closer to the game voice, but whatever. It is what it is. But I'm excited to see the acting. It looks really good from the trailer.
The Cortana casting is perfect. I only wish
that she was more of a hologram. It just, I don't know. It's just weird to be like, hey, we're just going to turn her into a human, technically. Which is strange because that's not what she is. I mean, I'm sure they had this argument or this debate. And they're like, fans are going to go crazy over it. And someone's like, no, they won't. They'll be fine. And someone's like, fans are going to go crazy over it. And guess what? A lot of fans are actually agreeing that we wanted the hologram Cortana. That's my opinion. And that's what I see on Twitter. I don't know. It looks great. It's just, why? Like, her feeling and looking like a hologram was a very big part of her character, for me at least. Anyway, specifically, we will have Spartan 24, 134, and 125.
Evelyn, who worked her way through Class 1 like any other Spartan,
after being taken away by the Office of Naval Intelligence, all information regarding her had been put on full lockdown. Vanak, a Spartan 2 who fought during the Human Covenant War, and Kai, who also fought in the Human Covenant War as a Spartan 2, and is a pretty cool one, might I add, because they're in the book. She trained with the other now Spartans when they were in boot camp, and they had to do the ring the bell training around the same time Chief did. So that's really cool. I'm happy I know something about this character. I wonder if Chief is just going to run main with this team, or if he's just doing this mission with this team and will eventually get like blue team or something like that down the line.
Not really sure.
It depends on how they do this. I mean, it would be really cool for them to start adding the other Spartans and start using them as different points. Like, say, oh, we're going to follow this team, or we'll follow this team. Make people love the other Spartans more. That way, people will be open to more games that don't include Master Chief. I think that would be really great. Like, dog, dude, there's so many cool-ass teams. Shit, I would take an Elite game. That would be awesome. But yeah, I'm very, very excited to see this. I mean, all those Spartans are written uniquely, so I would love to see them eventually show up in the game, like Linda and Kelly, because those are my favorite other Spartans. And then Adriana, I fucking love Adriana. She used a goddamn drop shop thing pod as a motherfucking rocket launcher, dog. That shit was cool. That shit was really, really cool. She's badass. A Twitter user was offered $5K to stop tracking Elon Musk's jet and told him and touted him how he did it. Kid said, nah, nothing less than 50K, and I respect that. Know your worth. And he enjoys what he does. Like, he's having fun tracking the jet. So, unless Elon is dropping that 50K, niggas ain't getting that shit. iPhones will soon be able to accept contactless payment directly, no need of a third-party device, which can be very useful for sales without needing a phone number, possibly. Just walk up to the dude, he's like, all right, yo, that's $25, and you'll be like, all right, beep, right there. No extra information needed. You could probably create a receipt right off the drop, but yeah, that's fucking dope. Jujutsu Kaisen movie will drop March 18th for the West. And yeah, like I said, super short podcast. That was really it. Nothing else came up. See, that's the thing that sucks about, like, working so much. Because when I get my 2 days off, if I didn't find the news during the weekday, I probably won't report it. Or, of course I won't report it because I ain't find it. I probably won't go looking for it. But next podcast is going to be full of some stuff, though, because I did something? Oh, right. I'm going over Ghost in the Shell. I don't know how much of Ghost in the Shell I'll be able to watch before the next episode. But whatever I watch, I will go over and we'll talk about Ghost in the Shell. And we'll talk about some other shit. And I didn't get comics this week, but I will have them next week. So comics will be back in 2 weeks. Or maybe less. Maybe I'll read what I have now for next week's episode. I don't know. But we'll be back with comics really soon again. And I'll have some more stuff for you next podcast. If it's a slow news week, well, guess what? I have conversation topics. So thank you for sticking around for 23 minutes of goodness and nerd shit. Y'all have a great day. And go fuck yourselves. And I love you. And peace.